Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Erica Dela Cruz, your host for Women to Watch, introducing you to Boss Babes working behind the scenes. With me today is our leading lady, Miss Leticia Garcia, with Let's Zest. Today's show topic, turn lemons in your life into purpose. Good morning, Leticia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm splendid. Oh, my gosh, you sound amazing. Just like the show title, I'm thinking of lemons and happiness. I know your brand, and it's all yellow and really about living zestfully. So we're excited to have you on the show today.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. First time ever
awesome.
On the radio.
Yay. Well, welcome. You're extremely inspiring. And not only do you have Let Zest, which is your own company, but you also run a nonprofit called One at a Time with some co-founders. And you're a businesswoman in the corporate world, juggling all of those three things. So why don't you give us a little bit of background on yourself and what you're up to right now?
So, yeah, like you said, I'm juggling three different things. The Let's Zest, which I started about at the beginning of 2015. It was just something I put myself out there for. I started my blog and I started a website before I even started writing a blog, and I knew that this was something that I wanted to do, was create events. And then I teamed up with my friends Brody, Andrew, and Cage, and we started running campaigns for children as they were battling life-threatening illnesses. And, you know, we decided, let's become a nonprofit. Let's, like, do this for real. And so in May of 2016, we became official nonprofit. And since then, we've just been excelling, and our momentum has been growing. And then I've been working with the fire department as well as an admin. I'm not a firefighter, but I do.
You don't carry the hoses up and down? I didn't even know.
I do work out with them a few times, and they've made me carry hoses up like 10 flights of stairs. And it's really fun, but I can't imagine doing that every day and training for it. But I do work the office, and I do everything else.
Love it.
Sorry about that.
We're excited that you put your time aside for us this morning. So, yeah, thank you. So awesome. On that, you are also a millennial. So am I. Here on the show, Boss Babes Working Behind the Scenes, often we talk to millennial women working both corporate jobs as well as beginning their own businesses and having to run those structures. And as I hear it, Let Zest was started maybe as a passion project, right? And I'm sure a lot of women can relate to that. They're in their 9-to-5, and essentially they start a little side blog or journal or social media, some sort of startup that they're really passionate about. But you managed to really expand that so much so that your corporate world knows about Let Zest, your nonprofit organization One at a Time benefits from Let's Zest. And for those listening, you've been referred to as a nonprofit blogger. So while other women blog about, hair and makeup and shoes and fashion, you are actually blogging about subjects like giving back, how to donate here, events that are giving back to different nonprofit organizations. Tell us a little bit about that, the nonprofit blogging side.
Yeah, so how One at a Time started was we wanted to make sure that we stayed transparent in what we did. And we wanted to, when people donated to us, we wanted them to be able to see where that money went. And so mm-hmm. what I like about nonprofits is transparency. And so I wanted to be able to find local nonprofits or profits that I'm associated with and expose them to the community and be able to show them that there are so many nonprofits out there that need help because they're just focusing on localizing where their money goes. And so
mm-hmm.
and that's essentially how it started because I was working with so many different nonprofits and all of their profits would go towards local schools and local homeless shelters, but they were very under the radar, so I felt like I needed to expose them in some way.
Gotcha. And then you created a platform called Let Zest to be able to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Gotcha.
I wanted to be able to showcase them in some way.
What led to your interest in working with nonprofits, and why is it so important? Because I've had the chance to see you work. Congratulations on all the success you've seen. I know that Good Day Sacramento and a lot of outlets on the Bay Area just came out to cover your recent event. What led to the interest in nonprofit to begin with?
Okay, so from what I can remember, my very first nonprofit event was back when my mom was first diagnosed with cancer. So I want to say I was about 10 mm-hmm. years old, and it was the first year Relay for Life came to Los Banos. And so me and my family gathered donations and whatnot, and we joined Relay for Life. So I remember raising money in honor of her and just loving how the event brought everyone together, the whole community, and seeing everyone that's dealing with cancer and how it's such a negative situation, but yet this event created such a positive outcome. And so
right.
then I also look back and see all the rough times my family went through, and then I remember that there were so many people there for me and my family. And so they were either making us dinner or taking me to practice or even taking my mom to her appointments. And I just wanted to be that person for others during their times of need because of how much they touched my life. So
wow.
now that I look back,
yeah.
that's where my interest came from and my passion for giving back. And
I love that.
Wanted to do the same.
Yeah. You know, the topic of this show is taking lemons in your life and making lemonade. And now that we're talking, you know, personally about the background and everything that led up to this business, can you think maybe it was during that time, but of a time in your life where you had lemons and it was up to you to sort of do with that what you would to prosper? So make lemonade, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe an obstacle,
Yeah, the funny thing is lemons are my favorite fruit, so... Of course, when I get lemons, I'm just going to love them.
Yeah, got it. And I hope you don't mind me asking, but from the situation personally, you know, with your mother, how important was it to be that person, like you said, the people that were there for you, to be that person in not only your life, like not only on the weekends, but you've essentially made it your career. So even in your 9-to-5, you're talking to you're talking to the fire department and your corporate world about how you're giving back to others. How did you manage to blanket that to your entire life, like your day-to-day career? Some people, you know, they take on philanthropy as a hobby, but you've essentially just brought it to life in every single thing that you're working on.
I think it's just because it's been a part of my life for so long. It's who I am. It's my personality. I feel like if I'm not giving back, I'm not fulfilling my purpose, and I'm not genuinely happy if I'm not giving to others. And so
it
kind of just reflects on everything I do, and even in like the fire department and everything, I'm willing to work with others, and my purpose comes from helping others.
Got it. Isn't that funny how sometimes we think you know, happiness, whenever we're talking about corporate world and day-to-day business and even philanthropy, sometimes it's almost taboo to talk about giving back and your own happiness. But really, wouldn't you say that it's fulfilling to the person giving back or to the person involved? Or do you think it is taboo to sort of think of or to sort of talk about, you know, it makes me happy to give back? Because some people, you know, they deem that the lingo not to kind of go there when you're giving back and to just focus on what it is you're doing.
Yeah, I've thought about that so many times. But then it's kind of like if I see someone suffering, that doesn't make me feel good. And I don't want to just sit back and watch when I have the ability to help them. And they don't have that. They either don't have the capability or the resources or whatnot, but I do. And so I have to take on responsibility for giving that back to them. And if I don't do that, then it makes me feel guilty and then I feel bad. And I'm just watching someone suffer for something that I could be doing for them.
Love that. Wow. So how does the theme giving back, obviously it translates into one at a time and let's us, how does giving back translate to your admin work? You know, maybe you're doing those daily tasks and you have your team in the corporate world. How does giving back translate to business for you?
Well, in the business, in Let's Zest, giving back is the heart of Let's Zest. And just because life, you know, life is beautiful, but at the same time, it's filled with so much adversity. And so sometimes you're the one that's going through the hardship, and other times you're the one helping others go through the hardship. And so with Let's Zest and One at a Time, we want to create positive living experiences, even through the hard times. And what's great about working with the fire department is they're also about helping others. You know, they're constantly improving their lives or improving their training to make saving lives more efficient. And, you know, I contribute to that by making sure, like, their training's on time and making sure, you know, their EMT certifications and everything are up to date. And so it all just correlates. Even though I'm in the background, it's still a step that they need in order to make helping others more efficient.
You know, that's interesting because the more I know what you're up to and what you do, you really manage to keep this theme, giving back, this theme woven through your life. And a lot of people will, you know, they'll make a board or they'll have a post-it on their computer and it'll remind them of what they're living every single day. But you've just sort of, you manage to label your life. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean it in the utmost positive commitment way. I see such a commitment in you saying life is about giving back. And then, you know, from your admin work to your actual nonprofit event, that's what carries through. Does that feel real for you?
Yeah. It just seems to flow and it's not being forced. And the moment I stopped resisting, you know, finding my purpose and just really focusing on, okay, this is what makes me happy. This is what I need to do. And resisting and stop resisting everything else and everything just begin to flow together.
Right, yeah. And it's funny because society will sometimes say, you know, giving back is for after you've made all of your career moves or made, you know, taken care of and raised a family because you're giving back to them. And a lot of giving back and philanthropy and nonprofit, it's not actually often associated with business or millennials. Our age range and our age demographic, I think it's fascinating that we're talking about this because I'm curious, have you seen differences in the way that 20-something-year-olds versus you know, people who have lived a well-thought-out life and career and maybe had a family show up to give back in your work?
I actually haven't paid attention much to different age demographics, yeah, because of what Let's Zest, especially in One at a Time, we try to focus on bringing all types of communities together. And so when we do have events, the age ranges from, you know, four years to 70. And everybody just collaborates together and creates one big community. And so I've never taken a step back and seen, you know, like, oh, the age demographic gives more. I do notice that a lot of my peers and my friends, they're so willing to volunteer with us and help us out and give back as well, just giving their time and just being exposed to the types of things that they may not be used to. And so that's awesome to see, is that they're just
You've attracted some quality human for sure. That's amazing. I go to a lot of groups and things, and it's so refreshing to hear you talking about serving others, because a lot of the time the stigma, specifically for our generation, is serving yourself, really, and just being, you know, and not only with digital media, because, you know, it's like their heads are down in their phones, they're so thinking about themselves. You actually run an online business, digital platform, and you're a blogger, but it's all for the sake of highlighting how you can help others, and that's just, I rarely, if ever, hear that, so congratulations on all your success. So right now, I'm sure that women are out there probably listening, maybe wanting to connect with you. What is the best way, in case our listeners may want to reach out after our show, how would you like our listeners to contact and connect with you?
Awesome, yeah. So I do have a website. It's letsessnow.com. And if you go on there, there's different areas where you can contact me in, or if you want to collaborate, or if you want to just email me directly, it's Leticia@letsessnow.com, and my name's spelled different. It's LETYSIA@letsessnow.com. Yep.
Gotcha. Thanks, Leticia. So now, we're a little bit past midway into the show. I'm going to kind of pull out the more in-depth, little bit tougher question, which is, I know that you're thriving right now in your business and in your platforms and really giving back, but can you take us to a time where that may not have been the case? Maybe something specifically that you went through or that you had to withstand, or something that looked like an obstacle but that you had to overcome, and how you really did that.
Oh, yeah, I can't even pinpoint which time.
Yeah.
But let's see.
The good answer, got it. Yeah, no, life is filled with ups and downs, so...
I think I'm just constantly, I want to say like battling myself, I think it is, because it's like I get this burst of motivation and momentum and I'm going, and then, you know, life happens. You kind of just need to take a step back and reflect on everything. But then, you know, I can't remember the exact words, but they were saying that change or contrast brings a needed change. So then I think, like, okay, what is this adversity trying to teach me? And then I grab from there, and I just try to go with it.
Yeah, I love
so it's mostly
that,
like
you're referring
your
to
mindset.
Contrast.
Yeah. And
got
so I've learned that through each adversity, no matter how hard it is, it's your mindset and your ability to push past that contrast, to really get back into your happy place, or like you like to say, your yummy place.
My yummy place. I say that so it's constant, and it's true, because whatever you're producing it from the place you are mentally. So I love that you mentioned contrast, because I forget who it is, but it's so helpful to start referring to, you know, more negative circumstances or thoughts or feelings or even experiences as just contrast, because it's just essentially contrast in that it's a different color than what you want to see. And so whenever there's contrast, it means that something's highlighted for you to really discover what it is you want. So thanks for sharing that. I'm sure that we're not the only ones who go through the mental battle as far as pursuing and creating things in life.
Yeah, definitely. It's a work in progress still, but I think everything
always. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Especially while you're helping others, I feel there's no greater teacher than, you know, being out there and serving others to the fullest. And then essentially, you're just kind of grooming or developing yourself in all these areas you never knew, you know, you needed development.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, love it. So what about the large-scale perspective in this? So right now you're doing events. things like that, LetZest, you're blogging about these nonprofits, and you also have the fire department. What is it about bringing more cultures and communities together for, you know, a common good or a common thread? Because you take essentially three entities, a nonprofit that you manage to start in your corporate while working your desk job, and all of the team that comes along with it, and LetZest, which is your blogging platform, you manage to bring them all together for a common good. Is this a metaphor for what you want to see in the world? Or what does that mean to you to bring communities together like that?
I think it is like a metaphor for what I want to see in the world. It's kind of just, you got to start on a smaller scale. And when you start on a smaller scale, it'll eventually grow into something bigger, like as it expands. And I don't even know where it came from, but I've always loved seeing like different, even when I was like planning my own birthday party or something, like I loved seeing different friend groups coming from, you know, my work friends and my school friends and all different friend groups. So now when I plan events, I love seeing that, you know, my fire chief came to my one at a time event, and you know, my cousins are there and family's there and friends, mm-hmm. family and friends are there. And it's just amazing to see everybody like coming together and really pulling for, recently it was for our campaign child, Taylor. And it was just awesome to see that so many people from different areas, all the way from like Vacaville and Stockton, and they came to see her and support her.
Wow.
And it's just, And that's the kind of thing that helps people get through the bumps in their lives. Like it's those people that come out of the generosity of their own heart to help you. And you know that genuineness is what brings you through.
Yeah. Wow, gosh, how refreshing. I love that. And I know I'll go through my day injecting some level of service or thought for others just by even recapping and hearing how important that is. Awesome. And this all sprung from your brainchild, Let's Zest. Tell us a little bit more about how people can get involved with Let's Zest in terms of showcasing whatever they're up to and working on, because I know you blog about different nonprofit events or foundations or campaigns on that, and then give us a little taste of what the future looks like for Let's Zest.
Yeah, so right now Let's Zest is still local and still, you know, turning its pages in Sacramento, but I definitely want to make it like a lifestyle so people can showcase, you know,
mm-hmm.
like hashtag Let's Zest, and it's them and doing something out of the, you know, the generosity of their heart, and or they're planning an event for someone else, or you know, they have a birthday party, but they collect gifts for charity instead of themselves. Like just becoming a lifestyle in itself and spreading goodness, no matter if it's a good time or a bad time. Like if you're going through something, the fact that you're stepping out of your comfort zone and helping somebody else, and because you see that they're in need. So I definitely want it to be like something where people can participate, and you know, they hashtag it and then they're featured on my blog or, you know, like their event or
love it.
You know,
yeah,
like
so
I just
someone out there,
shout them out.
Yeah, got it. So you're essentially providing a platform, kind of like a news source for a community who wants to learn about different entities, ways and or events and campaigns on how to give back.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Love it. Yeah, and I know that you're up and down California right now, so Northern California, but you've also done some nonprofit work in San Diego. So is that open to anyone listening across the U.S. or California in terms of if they're working on any nonprofit projects to get in touch with you?
Yeah, I'm open to all of California, all of the United States, all of the world.
Awesome.
Like,
yeah, I know our listeners are spread out, so that's why I thought I'd mention it.
Yeah, I'm willing to work wherever.
Gotcha. Well, thank you so much for providing this fresh and amazing perspective. I think we should all take that into consideration as we're going throughout our business day, because we don't often stop to think about it. So I think it was an amazing start to the morning. So thank you for joining us, Leticia.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Awesome. And one more time, that is letszestnow.com. And from there, you can find out more about Leticia and the work that she is up to. I'd like to say thank you, Miss Leticia, for being our leading lady today. And a special thanks to all of our listeners. We'll be back again next Monday. Mondays at 9 a.m., Friday at 2 p.m., and our leading lady this Friday, February 17th, will be Adis, I believe that I'm pronouncing that correctly, forgive me, with NACD Board Leadership Fellow. And the topic will be Navigate Glass Ceilings and Glass Cliffs, Apply for Corporate Board Service. So we're very excited to have her on the show. I'm Erica Dela Cruz, your host for Women to Watch, Boss Babes Behind the Scenes. Thank you for listening and have a great week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.